Morning Watch, taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life, week 3. Loving the Lord with the first love, enjoying the Lord as the tree of life, and being the golden lampstand as the testimony of Jesus for the building up of the New Jerusalem as the goal of God's eternal economy. Wednesday related verses. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and from your whole soul, and from your whole mind, and from your whole strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, Jehovah is our God. Jehovah is one. And you shall love Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Luke chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. And he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and with your whole soul, and with your whole strength, and with your whole mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this, and you shall have life. 1 John chapter 4, verse 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 and 13. And because lawlessness will be multiplied, the love of the many will grow cold. But he who has endured to the end, this one shall be saved. Related reading. I must testify that I love the Lord. I received the Lord 67 years ago in 1925. After all these years, I feel that the Lord is still so intimate to me and that I am so close to him. I care for this dear one, this living one. Whenever I mention his name, I am happy. When we wake up in the morning, the first thing we should do is say, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus. It is better to add, I love you. We should say, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. How intimate, how sweet, and how affectionate this is. Quite often, I would not do some things, not merely because they are not right or because I fear God, but because I love him. I would say, Lord Jesus, I love you, so I cannot do this. We need to overcome the loss of the first love. The church in Ephesus was a good church. It was an orderly church and a formal church. Surely we would like such a church, but such an orderly church had left the first love. The Greek word for first is the same as that translated best in Luke chapter 15, verse 22. Our first love toward the Lord must be the best love for him. When the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 came back home, the father told the servants to bring the best robe. Best here means the first. The first love is the love that is God himself. In the Bible, we are told that God is love. In the whole universe, only God is love. The Lord charges the husbands to love their wives. But it is impossible for the husbands to love their wives in themselves, because we are not love. There is only one person who is love, God. God is not only the best, but also the first. In the whole universe, God is first. God is the beginning. God is the first. Colossians tells us that our Christ must have the first place. He must have the preeminence. Christ must be the first. To recover the first love is to consider the Lord Jesus as the first in everything. If we make Christ everything in our life, That means we have overcome the loss of the first love. Christ should be first, not only in big things, but also in small things. We should give Christ the preeminence in the way that we dress and the way that we style our hair. When we give Christ the preeminence in everything, this is to recover the loss of the first love. The first love must be to have God, Christ, the Lord, our Master, as the first one in everything. At times when I am getting dressed, I talk to the Lord by saying, "Lord, do you like this shirt? Do you like this pair of shoes?" Such a talk is very intimate with the Lord as the first love. To recover the first love is to give him the preeminence in great things as well as in small things. The husbands should give Christ the preeminence in the way that they talk to their wives. We need to ask the Lord to forgive us for all the things in which we do not give him the preeminence. In all things, we should give the preeminence to Christ. If we do this, our Christian life will be different. And our feeling will be different. Throughout the day, we will be happy in the Lord. When we are joyful in and with the Lord, everything is pleasant. On the other hand, when we are not joyful in the Lord and with the Lord, everything is unpleasant. The enjoyment of the Lord as grace is with those who love Him. Thus, the first thing that we have to overcome is the leaving of the first love. The leaving of the first love is the source of and main reason for the failure of the church throughout the ages.